It's like flat. They have to look at us as long as they can hear us.
No.
Where's Liz?
So Bruce will be.
I saw Bruce was on Zoom.
You never know what their schedule is once you get out there. A lot of times they'll take you out to dinner. So, yeah. You know, when I went down E1, you know,
I thought he was out of the picture.
Not funny.
I was telling Janet about something.
Call a meeting order.
Yeah. The only laptop I have is too old to run Zoom. I just tried.
That's all right. We'll fix it.
Yeah, that worked. Thanks, John.
We should consider if a phone book would work for that.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need.
Just to leave here. Instead of like Bruce's, if he's not here or next chief or whatever, you know, would you had something because it looks like the future's going to be here.
That's right. So,
anyway, we'll talk about that afterwards. Public comment. I got nothing. Got approval of minutes for August.
July wasn't approved because we had no meeting in August.
Oh, that's right.
And
sorry.
Then no meeting in September.
Approval of minutes for July.
Make a motion.
All
second.
All
right.
Okay. And we should have August meeting. We didn't have
right.
We have a meeting last month.
Right.
Payment of the bills.
I haven't seen it.
Correspondence. We got nothing from the town or anything like that. And then we should have a communication with the chief. He said he didn't give us a.
No report.
A report. Okay. And then I guess we do the fire marshal then. Since Jim's not going to be here, there's a big cheese at the end.
Okay. Activities. Did one illegal burn investigation. Did two pre-construction meetings with Georgina's and Carlisle Johnson. Georgina's put him in a new, a big outdoor cooler, a big door to go in and out of the kitchen, and a couple other minor issues. Working with the building department. And Carlisle Johnson's got to put in a security door because they work on government contracts and they have to have complete security, which they don't. So that's all underway. I went to a Capital Region Fire Marshal's meeting in Avon. And then 2 weeks ago, I distributed the fire poster information to Bolt Center School. So the kids are going to be working on that. Hopefully, before December 1st, they'll be done. We'll put them at the senior center like we did last year and let the seniors judge like they did last year. It was a success. So, and then working on some fire prevention duties. Inspection since the last meeting, Subway. 6 and 44 package store, Munson Chocolates, Fish Farm store. I had to go back there for reinspection. The other thing we found at the fish store, talking to Jim about it, I managed to go in the barn because the barn is tied into the store. So I went in the barn and noticed that. I think I noticed it before, but never really made an issue out of it, but there's extension cords all over the place, and they just got them stapled up all over the place, running lights and heaters and whatever else they do. And as you guys know, barns don't fare very well around here from the fire. So we gave the old man 3 months, 4 months to put in permanent wiring of some sort. So wrote a violation letter. We gave him a few months because, you know, it's needs to be done anyway. Bolton Vets. 3 J's, not a single violation. Simonized, did the main building, then went back another day and finished off buildings 2 and 3, Creation Salon. The last one was a typo. That shouldn't be in there. That's I already did that last month for the school openings. So I'm trying to knock out businesses right now. And once November, December rolls around, I'll be back into the apartments.
What's going on with Bolton Vet with the new facility?
When I talked to them, they said that probably later on in the spring they're going to start construction.
Oh.
You know, there is nothing really firm at this point, but that's where they're at. That's probably late spring. Start working on it. And from what they told me, they're going to keep the old building for something, too.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what. They've got the store right next to the vet. Then down in England's Plaza, they have a doggy dental center for Bolton Vet there. So they've got quite a few places. A lot of employees. I was surprised how many employees actually work there. So
I know they do their training over at the, I'll call it the old, the existing building for now, but maybe that's what they're still going to maybe do there. That's where I've trained with my dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. So the only other thing going on is 8 senior boxes came in, which was the money that was donated by the Bolton Fire Department. So as soon as this fire prevention stuff is over with, I'm going to meet with Carrie and get the list and get those 8 boxes out there installed. So that was a good thing. They haven't heard anything about the grant, so they may or may not. It depends. And Wednesday, if anybody's around, Wednesday we're doing a fire prevention mini lecture demonstration at the Bolton Center School. Starts at 9:15 with pre-K and K, ends at 11:30 with grade 3. Hopefully I have a couple fire trucks in the back that let the kids look at the fire trucks and not really have them go through them and climb all over them, whatever they do. So got all the hats and all the stuff already bagged up, ready to go. So if anybody's around, anybody likes speaking to kids, it's an opportunity. So,
who is that? Somebody helped you last year, the year before. Is that woman? Or she?
Liz. Liz
no,
was.
Not Liz. Well, Lori? Liz.
Lori Volker?
God.
No, that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lori's not a fire marshal in Windsor. I don't know if you knew that, but
okay.
Yeah, she made the other guy retired. Bob retired, so she's the fire marshal.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, real smart woman. Yeah, you know what was really good last year was Brian.
Brian, good. Yeah, and there's other. She's kind of short. Oh God,
is there a Tamara?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, Samara.
She can't make it. She won't be there.
Okay.
Oh, yes, sir. So Pete's going to bring one of the trucks over. I don't know whoever else is going to be there. Chuck might be there. I don't know. But and I already got the okay. I'm going to go to Georgina's afterwards and make sure that everybody that worked on this will get some pizzas from Georgina's. That, you know, I'm a firm believer if people take a time out of their week to spend time like this, they should have a meal. It's on a town's dime or somebody's dime, but not theirs. So I got the okay for that. That's about it. Nothing as far as building stuff, nothing really big going on yet. There's the apartment complex on Loomis Road. That's going to be underway soon. I think there's going to be 6 units there, 6 or 8. And one thing Jim and I requested for them to do is, since it's going to be like a senior housing, we requested that they install Knox Box, which they required to do anyway, but they have master key. So when the first responders get there, they have to fool around looking for key. Like all the other apartments, everybody has their own keys. Nobody has master keys. This place will. So that's a home run.
I thought it was going to be a medical office, but it's going to be a habitational home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, there's 6 or 8 units.
Yeah. Okay.
One story, gets by all the sprinkler requirements. So the way it's construction plus only one story and ground level exit. So, small. But, I'm trying to think of any other projects. Big barn going up on
Tinker Pond. Yeah. It went up. They threw that up quick.
Yeah.
Maybe the Beavers will take it down.
So supposedly they had a bunch of like Amish folks come
that's
up.
That's what Chief said. I was biking by, kind of had a mini heart attack because you see these guys. That was up there, 30 feet. I didn't really see any title on.
Yeah.
Up on a roof, a metal roof.
Old school stuff.
But that's what, there's a trailer there. Chief said Amish. I don't know. But there's three, you know, half dozen guys. That thing was up in a week.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just, you look up and you see these guys. It's got some height to it. I was just surprised. I mean, you don't see any sort of rope. These guys are just scurrying up there. And that's all. That's
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
In the corner, he's a landscaper.
No, now I remember. Now I remember.
Birch Mountain.
Kind of crop from Bobby's place. Yeah, I saw it. Yep.
But it's up already.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been going out there inspecting that. Another major, I can have a couple of single family dwellings there and there, but not. The illegal burn was actually Birch Mountain Road. Yeah.
Yeah, Birch Mountain.
So we just put that on documentary.
Fiano. I didn't go to that. I heard that guy's been clearing the brush.
Yeah. So he, because Bruce called me, you know, all upset because it was a small fire. The fire department went, it was way down the woods. I guess they got to the brush fire and, you know, there was nobody there. So we had to track down who the owner was. And so I met the guy. He was apologizing, real nice guy, seemed like, you know, really apologizing. He's a general contractor, but I told him, well, there's no water here. So if you want to burn something, I gave him a permit after, you know, so he could burn. So he filled up like 20 sheetrock joint compound buckets for water. So he's not going to, he's got it pretty well cleared. So yeah, he's going to put up a house.
He's had little barrels going there, a little fire. I don't know when he does it, but yeah.
Yeah. So he said he's pretty much done. A couple of stumps, but yeah, the big house going in there. The guy next to him, that vacant farm, young kid owns that. I think he's a landscaper too. I guess he's going to knock that down and put a house in there. That's a nice piece of property.
Yeah.
So, that's about it.
You got any old business? I know they're out there looking at the truck right now. I got some pictures that Bruce has sent. He sent everybody.
Yeah.
They're looking good.
Yeah.
See how. Hopefully, you don't have too many major problems when they get there. You know, they're pretty reputable with that. So,
if you guys are bored, want to take a trip and do a tour of that place, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You just can't believe it, because Pierce now is, I mean, greatly surpassed E1. I mean, you were at the E1 plant. I was down there 20 years ago. It was impressive. This place is, they're selling more trucks now. Just to see it, it's just amazing. A pile of aluminum sheets over here, and you know, a couple of days later, it's a formed cab, which goes over to here, and this, and all gets, you know, it's
just, it's E1 had a couple different plants.
Yeah.
We went to the ambulance plant. We went to the, plant where they make the like the Oshkosh type vehicles. Got a testing yard out in back that's a hill like that to climb and everything like that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they were booming when the other ones purchased. They were really booming back then, but Pierce has surpassed them now. It's amazing to see. 2 years, we order one today. It's going to take 2 years.
Yeah,
at least.
But other than that, I don't think they're a new business.
You guys don't want to hear about the big fire, but these guys already told us. Fire investigation. So a lawnmower is always left.
Oh, is that the that lawnmower that caught fire next to the laser?
Yeah, Jim says, take a ride over there and see what you, you know, I didn't go out there, but take a ride over there and see, you know, investigate it.
Yeah.
There's nothing investigated. The wheels were, the wheels weren't even there. It was just, oh my God.
The lady always usually parks it inside the garage. But
yep, exactly.
She knew someone quite right. She parked it outside.
Yep.
Caught a fire.
She didn't even know about it.
I didn't go. I just heard about it.
Yeah, she knew about it. The neighbors were banging on the door. And when Matt got there finally, you know, he kind of got aroused. But
that would have been bad. Or could have been tough.
Yeah, well, the car companies have that. You can't park the car inside until they get their rebate, the recalls done. Kia's got one. And a couple other companies have them.
Yeah.
Some of these insurance companies won't insure some of these EVs now either.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust an EV. Would you?
Did you see some of the, they've got a thing that goes on the ground. It's a long extension you put on and you hook your hose to it. can you go under almost like a pressure washer system to go underneath the car for spraying it down? Well, I thought if you add more water to an EV battery, isn't that not good?
If the battery catches fire and starts to...
What's the water going underneath it going to do?
Nothing.
It's not going to stop.
Cool the smoke?
Yeah, nothing. Everybody has had a fire water. They'll try to put it out. They'll use 20, 30,000 gallons of water.
Then you got to mess with all that. It sounds like you're just supposed to let it burn.
Yeah, but
it basically protect exposures.
Yeah. Right. Protect exposures or move it out of the way to someplace. No, thanks.
Yeah, I was watching some stuff on it. It's just like a big tube. You put a different lengths on it so you're not so close to it. You just wheel it underneath. It sprays underneath. Well, like I said, water's not good for an EV battery. Once they start to burn, water's not going to help it one single bit.
Or actually cutting one as in an accident. You know, even if it's shut off, it's still going to be retaining energy, just like a solar panel. You know, where the hell are you going to cut now?
Well, some of the places tell you don't cut it.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of voltage that can be in it.
Right.
That, you know, someone could get seriously hurt. If you didn't, if you're ground anywhere, if you're kneeling against the car and cut it at the same time, you could.
No, thanks.
Yeah. I'm sure my gas powered. Budgets could be next month. So, if you got things you want to get ready for your budget, I know Bruce and get his stuff taken, or you guys got any ideas on stuff, get it in the budget. You know, what we're going to do.
Any idea? Just,
you know, the fire department budget.
Yeah, well, your fire commission, but your, fire marshal budget, and
yeah, I got to talk to Jim and see what he wants to do with that.
Because that'll be start putting together next month. We got to usually beginning of December. We got to have it done. So,
well, just in a nutshell, everything indicates you're gonna have some pretty hefty potential expenses for salaries going up next year if certain people leave, which they're supposed to leave. And just do you budget for that now? Know that it's kind of coming, or do you in April go, we can't get a chief for $15,000?
No.
But I mean, like,
not unless someone from in-house steps up and wants to do it.
Right.
I don't know if we have anybody. It's,
I'm not, yeah, I'm hearing mixed things, and it's not, it doesn't sound like there's an answer.
I know we have the chief's job title we did, you know, job description. And that's something that if someone's got certain skills, we could waive some of it and stuff like that to, you know, yeah, like they do a lot of people, a lot of other jobs. You can waive it, and are you going to work towards it? You know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to raise some eyebrows, but I almost kind of want. And it's like, hey guys, the game's going to start changing. You know, budget. At least get that discussion going.
We warned about that for many years.
I know, but I just
you know, Jim knows about it. They've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, and you talk to some of these people and it sounds like they want more planning. I get that, but it seems like it's coming. Do you budget for it now, plan for it?
Well, that wouldn't take effect till July anyway, though.
Yeah,
till the budget passes. But I mean, you hold off someone's salary or something like that if you have to hire somebody,
right? But so you're kind of thinking it's business as usual.
Well, no, I agree. We have to, they've got to, that's got to be put in the budget and go, you know, you're going to have to pay somebody something.
Yeah. And it's hard to be accurate, but, you know, it seems like everybody gets excited about it, percentages. And it's going to be a big percentage when you look at the fire department budget if we kind of anticipate certain things happening.
Well, unless you can get somebody, I mean, the days of having, you know, the Mike Aramitas and stuff like that, it's just, lucky to have him in town, or we had what's his name, Fire Marshal
Metcalf.
You know, we were real lucky with those. Yeah. I mean, if we have to get another fire marshal from scratch again, you know, there's a lot of training and a lot of stuff. Someone just can't go, oh, I'm the fire marshal today, right? You know, so we do have to start considering that stuff. You know, is anybody in town? You know, everybody's getting older and no one's going to want to take these jobs on. Some of these younger guys, if they want to become a fire marshal or something like that, we should look into maybe adding a little more money to our training or someone wants to do it.
Yeah. Right, because that's what it's going to take. but it's common.
You're talking about just having people during a day, a couple guys during a day, right?
Well, that's a whole other story.
That's almost a separate issue.
Right, you're talking about the chief's position.
The chief's position, they might, with the qualifications that we put in our job description, they might not have anybody that wants to do it, you know, for like...
That's kind of what I'm hearing.
Like he does it.
Yeah.
Like Bruce does it, you know, and it's like they don't realize what these guys have done, you know, and how much we've saved and everything else. So you may have to hire someone part-time. You talk to somebody from another town that's got a volunteer chief that wants to do a little bit in two towns, you know, like our dark wardens and stuff like that. I mean, it's...
Jesus.
Sheriff chief.
I don't know.
That's tough because
if
Andover and you have a call at the same time.
That would be tough. We've got a bargain. It's time to, it's come. I mean, like, I hope the town, I don't know about this part, sharing cheese with other towns.
No, we're just saying, you know, those are the questions you have. Yeah. It's, you know.
If you want to be smart financially, you start paying now. And if it wouldn't take a huge increase, but the officer isn't on up. If you started paying more now, you know, that would avoid what I think that would lessen some of the bigger impacts that we're going to see when you need a chief that you're, you know, well, chief is going to take a lot more combined with some paid people during the day.
Right.
Wait till that hits.
Someone's going to want to take the classes if they're going to get paid more. Nobody wants to do it for what Jimmy Price did it, Bruce is doing it for, or anything else. No one's going to want to do it for that anymore. You want me to take all these classes and have all these certificates and stuff like that? You got to have.
The game's changed. Yeah.
It's changed. You know, so if someone wants to work on those classes, yeah, it's big money. It's going to cost us a lot more, too, because they've got to have, forget all the qualifications we had, you know, for all the classes. And then years of experience on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, unless we get lucky and some retired fire chief moves into town.
Right.
I think we're screwed in April.
Yes. Well, this is going to cost more.
Was that one of the requirements you have to live in town?
I don't remember.
Well, to be a member of the fire department, you have to.
But I mean, chief.
Well, you can't be chief of the fire department without belonging to the fire department.
But I don't remember that.
Well, is
it could have been.
Your bylaws. Wow, you're talking even another big hurdle on top of the financials then.
Your bylaws state you have to be. Live in town to be a member.
Well, not only can you live, you have to live in town. You can't be a member of another department. Because I ran into that back when I volunteered. I was in Coventry and I was in here, and I was told I had to choose. At the time, I got hired.
Coventry?
No, Bolton. So,
bylaws before, because we had paid guys.
I was told I had to choose. I couldn't volunteer in two towns. That's why nothing against
Bolton. In the bylaws.
So. Basically, what you're saying then is we locked ourselves into having a chief that is already a member of the fire department.
Well, these are all things that can be.
No, I know, and so, I know, and I know.
We made the rule. So if you've got a good candidate, say you decide to step up, you want to be the chief, you know, and you live in town, but you don't. You've never been a chief. You have all the other things. We can say,
right.
You know. You've got the million years of experience.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll wait. We can waive that one part or something like that, or maybe even live in a town. You live a mile outside of town.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I never thought about this now until you're talking about this, and now just came to light. I'm thinking about it. If there was an article in the paper tonight, how the East Hartford chief is stepping down and he's going to Granby, and this other guy's stepping up, but they were both from Hartford. And I don't think it's, in this day and age, it's uncommon to have a chief of anything outside of your own town or department. As much as we love to do it in the own department because they're well-versed, they know what's going on.
I think if you have to hire somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it ends up where you can't get anybody in here and we have to hire a chief, you know, where you're talking, now you're talking $100,000. Well, by the time you get done with all their benefits and everything, that's $150,000.
I don't know. I mean, probably have to compare it to like towns like what Hebron, Glastonbury's too big.
We know what the chief of Glastonbury makes.
That's a much, it's a wacky.
I would say it's a much bigger.
Public knowledge, but that's a bad comparison.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. Hemer would
that's
be
a
more.
That's a six-figure crazy.
Yeah. I would,
crazy talk.
Yeah, one of our.
I think when you look at Andover, Marvel, it's a little bit surprising. You see some that aren't that expensive, from what I can tell.
25-ish.
What are we paying Bruce? You know?
And
Bruce is paying him peanuts.
And didn't even Bruce say he didn't want the raise or something this year?
Yeah, to give it to the lieutenants and
give
them all a raise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of good things about all this and everything. And like I said, if we have to waive the out of town thing to get somebody that lives close enough to, that's something.
But
that's the bylaws. We don't have control over the bylaws either.
Right. They just monkeyed around it. We went to 2 miles to pick up a couple of utilities guys or one or two guys. We fool around this bylaw thing every now and then.
Yeah. I didn't know you couldn't be.
Bump to like 2 miles.
Must have been. It happened in the last.
Because I was on the bylaw committee.
Yeah.
You weren't even born, bro.
This was back when I was. That's not going to make this. That's not going to help the chief situation.
But if it's going to have to be where you're paying them, then you can. But even then, a lot of towns have requirements. I had a girl work for the police department in Hartford. She was a barmaid for me. She had to quit because she didn't live in Hartford. She worked for them for years, and all of a sudden they had the new rules. Wow. You had to live in Hartford to work for the police department.
Yeah.
So she's in South Ranger and thing. So, I mean. Peter works in Torrington, but he lives here in town.
Yeah.
So it really depends on the town. And
before you do anything, you have to get support from the people that have the checkbook. I hate to say it.
Well, these are all things we have to produce for in the budget. Say, if we can't get someone, you're liable to have to come up with $150,000 next year.
Right.
I know the only part of our budget would be his pay. Which really doesn't come out of our budget because that goes back to the town. But you're going to be responsible for it.
Right.
You know, we don't, in our budget, we don't have the payroll doesn't come out of our budget anymore. Not for a paid professional.
The biggest complaint, you know, I hear from people when I go out there, we talk. Their biggest complaint is the taxes going up. You know, they haven't gone up in a number of years, I guess.
Oh, they go up every year.
Really?
But this year was a tricky, tricky one that actually I voiced my opinion at town hall. So we can talk about that after the meeting.
But it's up.
I will give you a Reader's Digest version of what happened this year, and it infuriated me. But anyway, that's neither here nor there for this meeting.
Yeah.
It's just,
but you are right. You are right.
But you know, I was looking at houses and stuff like that, and. The taxes in town, look at the other towns around us. You're paying Vernon, who has a lot more industry. They pay a lot more in taxes for size house than we pay in our town.
Well, then I'll just spit this out. This year was a problem with a lot of people because everybody understands a mill rate, but everybody understands the bottom line. And the bottom line is how much percentage did my taxes go up from last year? You can't really talk too much about motor vehicle because that's a cap.
Well, 10%.
Thank you.
Yeah, 10%.
But it didn't say that in the paper. And when I went when I went forward to the town hall about this, I'll save that for after this is being Zoomed.
Very misleading.
It was very misleading. First year I've ever experienced that. But Bill, I've lived here 27 years, and I think only 2 years we've had zeros. In those 27 years, average is between 3 to 5. That's your typical. It always used to be if you could get it below 5, you're going to get the yes votes. That was, you could predict it. But anyway, so it's going to be a challenge. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
The town's under a lot of pressure, and they always are.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter what year, but
I like your idea, but. I just think up there, there's, you know, how many times we go to them and they kind of just like,
you know who I'm talking about when they're talking about a plan. They want to see plans.
I think they have to be warned though when we put the budget in saying,
I agree.
You
know, you've
possibly
put a big asterisk or something.
something, because if we can't get
one or the other,
because this, we have to hire one.
Yeah.
You know, something, or.
And I'm not.
Yeah. Do we have to change it? Do we have to change our description to make somebody? Hey, that's up to you guys. But now, if you're, once you've made a description, you want to lower it, and this guy screws up at a scene, you know, mm-hmm. you open yourself up to liability. I mean, that's why that stuff's all in the bylaws.
Well, first thing, I guess you'd have to see if somebody absolutely positively isn't going to step up. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody on the fire department where I work said, I'm not taking the lieutenant's test. Sure, you've seen it, Bill. Next thing you know, oh my God, there's 30 people on the list. You know, it's like they're showing you your cards or something. Who cares? But I'm just wondering if somebody, you know, just is, it's just feelers now, where maybe if it got more serious, you might say, you know what? Better have someone in your own department.
Job description is probably only a few people can even meet that.
Oh,
I'd be lucky if it's even a few, maybe a couple.
If it was one, and I'm hearing not going to happen. It's a lot of responsibility.
But I think we were looking at a double whammy, not just the chief.
No,
we're looking at the chief goes on more calls than anybody.
Right. You're looking at.
Well, you still have to worry about the fire marshal, right? When is Jim, so to speak, not. Is it a conflict of interest to be? I think he told me this to be that he can't wear all these hats.
There is. And Pam's been on him for a long time. So he told me a couple weeks ago that they're going to be advertising for a position.
So is that the double whammy you're thinking?
I don't know if you're interested.
No, I think.
I said, well, you know, what comes with the deal? You know.
What's it? Yeah. I think they're talking about like the paid daytime staff.
Oh, wow. God, I still think they'll put that one off as long as they possibly can.
They might not be able to.
Well, I just hate
these. We had a fire alarm today. How many people went, do you think?
Maybe two.
Two. Fire alarm. Is it real deal or not? Two. Can we just write off? Because you got to, this is the reality.
Well, I know. And as they both of them have said, this, you know, Social Security Club.
Meet the troop. Meet the troop evaluation. This was the other day. This is 8:30. Two people.
It is all coming to a head. There is no doubt about it.
I just don't like the excuse of mutual aid.
Bill had a gas leak and it was mutual aid. That could have been bad. Luckily, six people showed up for that.
First, like this everywhere. Everywhere in the volunteer department's having the same problem.
Right. But, you know, like, but chief goes to a lot. I'm saying if a couple people leave and I'm hearing ones are, it's not heading in the right direction.
No. It's not.
So I'm just saying, yeah.
Vernon just got an approval from the town at a council meeting. So everybody gets a stipend based on a certain percentage of calls, training, this and that. So everybody gets a stipend four times a year. been doing it for years. But there's people that go to a lot of calls. There's people that don't go to a lot of calls. So the people that don't go to a lot of calls make the same amount of money as the guy that goes to a lot of calls. It's been a problem for years and years and years. So now they finally changed it. We've been trying to get this changed for years over there. But they're going to start with certification. So if you're a fire one, then your quarterly stipend starts at, say, $100. Then the calls get thrown on top of it. If you're a fire two, then you're going to make more money. Then your calls add like $5 for a day call, $8 for a night call. That's where it's going to start. So what they're trying to do is, because people aren't going to schools, people don't want to spend the time, you know, they're doing this to make people go to schools. But the problem is they have to pull the money out of their own pockets, and they're not going to get reimbursed by the town until they successfully graduate. So for a firefighter one class, it's like $1,500. EMT class, $1,600, $1,700. These kids don't have this kind of money to pull out of their wallets. And then if they can't make the class for a number of reasons, not get reimbursed, you know, lose their money. It just, so that's the problem. But that's that point system they're finally starting is to try to encourage people to go to get certifications because you make more money. And then a certain amount per call. It doesn't affect the chiefs or any of the staff. It's just the firefighters because people aren't going to calls there either. The only good thing is it's so damn big that's how they're getting trucks on the air. But when that mill burned down, there were three first line trucks and companies that sat in the barn. You know, it's like this everywhere.
Oh yeah, we're not the only ones that have this kind of problem.
It's, you know,
but we're probably more in a minority now. Well, yeah. You know, a lot have got a combo.
Well, yeah, so you got smaller. You got different things. You have less people to choose from.
Yeah.
You know, you got a bigger town. You've got 50,000 people to choose from. We've got less than five, or right around five. And then you got all these old folks. You know, you start adding up. Is your
chief's 70 years old? He doesn't look it. 70.
I believe Aramita was 70 or 72, right?
Aramita's 72, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought, 72. So you're talking the two main guys that went to most of the calls.
Yeah. Right.
Little Broadbrook and Warehouse Point have been paying part-timers during the day, three or four people a day. They're paying people, so it's a lot of paid firemen working there part-time, or, you know, if you meet the criteria, you can work part-time. They've been doing that for years because they couldn't get a truck out during the day. So then I found out that I know the chief over there really well. Then they start to have a problem with people going out at night for NATO. Usually don't do for EMS first response, but for CO no symptoms, lift assist and all whatever, people aren't going. So now they pay people these part time wages to stay in a firehouse overnight, like three, four guys. So they're already leaning towards, and so Warehouse Point's the same way, they're going to a paid staff because it just can't.
Yeah. Well, our thing is, like we discussed here a few times, is how do you go from part time, you know, as a paid member, and then you show up at night volunteering, you're gonna, you know, according to your thing, that's overtime.
Yeah.
Real, and you know what I mean?
Talk to Talon about that. Big to-dos at Talon over that. Big deals, because they're unionized. So there's a huge problem with that.
Hmm. You know, I'm sure if anybody comes in here, be a town employee, basically, they're going to join the town union.
They'll get,
Then they're not going to want to come at night without getting paid. And now, how is that fair to you get up in the middle of the night? You get up in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
But you're getting paid, you're not.
That's why I went to that point system, to try to encourage more people to go. We'll see how it goes. But all I can see is a huge nightmare of tracking this. Because with ESO, you can log in anywhere. What's to stop the guys from not going to a call and sliding their name in there? You know, who's going to monitor every single call? Now, you do 1,200 fire calls a year. Forget the ambulance. That's all full-time now. But it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is either. But it comes out of money. But you're starting to get thin. People are retiring. Town better not act surprised.
Well, this is why, we should put a thing in our budget.
Right. I almost like
Bruce,
the shock factor.
And then say, this is what's going to happen. Right. April comes along. You don't have a chief. Are you guys going to pay for one? What are we going to do? Unless Bruce has a friend that wants to come in from another town to be the chief, he knows everybody.
No.
I don't think there's anybody Bruce doesn't
know.
Do they ever do dual roles where a chief would be the fire marshal too?
In some rare occasions, it's not a good idea.
Okay.
It's not a good idea because you can't investigate your own fires. You can't. There's a lot of nuances about it.
If there's no problems, there'd be no problem.
Yeah, it's great.
But
the minute something went wrong, there's a problem. There's a big problem.
Then it's like,
I mean, you got not necessarily this town, but there's towns where just your fire marshal duties alone would keep somebody busy. You know, I mean, not necessarily here, but there's other towns that, you couldn't do it. It'd just be too busy. You know, then some fire departments that have transport capabilities, they hire people to man the ambulance. And then, if there's a fire call, they can take the fire truck. But the problem is, EMS is always going to be 5-1 or 8-1 or whatever for calls. So they're always on the ambulance. But that pays. That's the difference. You know, if you have an ambulance, you can make the money. So, I don't know. It's also a whole host of headaches, too. I don't know, it's a tough, you go for just the chief and then a couple guys during the day.